VSE pays over $2 billion to lock in aerospace aftermarket stability as defense contractors seek margin shelter. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde, and number 9,650, Gen NX360 Capital Partners sold Precision Aviation Group to VSE Corporation for more than $2 billion, representing one of the largest aerospace aftermarket exits of 2026. VSE acquired POG and #X27. S29 location global aerospace parts distributor at a double-digit EBITDA multiple to gain margin stability and hedge against defense appropriations volatility. Gen NX360 held POG for nearly 9 years following its 2017 acquisition of founder company Seal Dynamics, executing a buy-and-build strategy that assembled a portfolio spanning commercial and defense aviation aftermarket services. Gen NX360 Capital Partners has agreed to sell Precision Aviation Group to publicly traded VSE Corporation for more than $2 billion. Marking one of the largest aerospace aftermarket exits of 2026 and signaling that defense-adjacent industrial platforms continue to command strategic premiums despite broader market uncertainty. The transaction, which values the 29-location global aerospace parts distributor at what sources suggest represents a double-digit EBITDA multiple, comes as industrial roll-ups face fresh scrutiny over their ability to deliver value creation beyond financial engineering. Gen NX360 acquired POG founder company Seal Dynamics in 2017 and executed a buy-and-build strategy across nearly a decade, assembling a portfolio spanning commercial and defense aviation aftermarket services. VSE, a NASDAQ-listed defense and aviation services provider, is betting that vertical integration into parts distribution will buffer it against volatility in government contracting cycles. Financial terms beyond the headline figure were not disclosed, but the deal size places it among the top quartile of industrial exits year to date. Founded in 1996, POG operates across aviation maintenance, repair, and overhaul segments, positioning it at the intersection of defense spending resilience and commercial aviation recovery. The aerospace aftermarket has emerged as a pocket of stability within industrials, where operators are grappling with supply chain normalization and uneven demand. Gen NX360's exit timing reflects a calculated read on valuation ceilings. Aerospace distribution multiples have compressed modestly from 2024 peaks, but strategic buyers with consolidation mandates remain willing to pay for scale and customer lock-in. Strategic rationale: VSE buys margin stability. VSE's acquisition of POG represents a textbook vertical integration play. The publicly traded acquirer gains immediate scale in parts distribution, which historically generates higher and more predictable margins than pure-play services. Aviation aftermarket businesses benefit from long equipment life cycles and regulatory mandates that drive recurring revenue. POG's 29 global locations provide geographic diversification and proximity to key military and commercial aviation hubs. For VSE, the deal addresses a structural challenge. Government services contracts are subject to political and budgetary volatility, while parts distribution benefits from non-discretionary maintenance cycles. By acquiring POG, VSE hedges its exposure to defense appropriations risk and gains pricing power in a fragmented supply chain. The company is effectively paying for revenue quality and customer stickiness, not just EBITDA. Gen NX360's hold period, spanning close to 9 years from the initial Seal Dynamics acquisition, suggests patient capital deployment and deliberate platform construction. The firm assembled POG through serial add-ons, a playbook that has come under pressure as financing costs have risen and integration risks have mounted. The successful exit validates the strategy in aerospace, where technical expertise and certification barriers create moats that justify premium valuations. Industrial roll-ups face margin of error test. The Gen NX360 exit arrives as industrial roll-ups confront a changed financing environment. Debt costs have risen sharply since 2022, compressing returns on leveraged add-on strategies that were cornerstone tactics during the zero-rate era. Private equity sponsors are now under pressure to demonstrate operational value creation beyond multiple arbitrage, and aerospace has emerged as a sector where technical complexity and regulatory barriers support defensible margins. POG's business model, centered on certified parts distribution and MRO services, benefits from both commercial aviation's post-pandemic recovery and sustained defense spending. U.S. defense budgets have remained elevated, and NATO allies have increased procurement in response to geopolitical tensions. This dual tailwind insulates aerospace aftermarket players from cyclical downturns that have pressured other industrial segments. The over $2 billion price tag suggests POG was generating at least $150 million to $200 million in EBITDA at exit, assuming market multiples in the 10x to 13x range for high-quality aerospace distribution assets. Gen NX360 likely deployed $400 million to $600 million in equity across the platform's lifecycle, implying a gross multiple on invested capital in the 2.0x to 2.5x range before fees and expenses. That return profile, while respectable, reflects the maturation of aerospace valuations and the competitive intensity of add-on auctions. Comparables include TransDigm's serial acquisitions in the aerospace aftermarket, where the publicly traded consolidator has paid 15x to 20x EBITDA for niche suppliers with pricing power. VSE, as a strategic buyer, likely underwrote synergies that a financial sponsor could not capture, enabling it to outbid other private equity firms in the process. Autonomous Tech and Scientific Instruments, divergent capital flows. While Gen NX360 exits aerospace at scale, capital continues to flow into earlier stage industrial technologies where growth narratives justify pre-profit burn. Kodiak AI, a developer of autonomous trucking systems, reported 74% quarter-over-quarter revenue growth in Q1 2026, reaching $1.8 million as it deployed 8 additional driverless trucks. The company secured $100 million in Piprivate equity financing despite posting a $37.9 million GAAP operating loss and $35 million in negative free cash flow for the quarter. Kodiak's 28-truck fleet delivered more than 15,600 cumulative loads and logged over 23,500 paid driverless hours, a 120% increase from Q4 2025. The financing, which included participation from Ares Management affiliates, underscores continued investor appetite for mobility automation despite profitability remaining years away. The contrast with POG is stark. Kodiak trades growth for losses, betting that autonomous freight will eventually command winner-take-most economics. Elsewhere in industrials, Brantford Castle-backed Lafayette acquired Sutter Instrument, a manufacturer of scientific instrumentation for life sciences and human evaluation markets. The deal reflects ongoing consolidation in niche manufacturing, where private equity continues to execute buy and build strategies in sectors with fragmented supplier bases and limited commoditization risk. Defense and aviation, the new countercyclical play the Gen NX360 exit crystallizes a broader theme. Defense-adjacent industrials have re-rated as geopolitical risk premiums have expanded. Aerospace aftermarket assets, particularly those with military exposure, now trade at valuations previously reserved for software infrastructure. Buyers are underwriting revenue stability and margin predictability, attributes that command scarcity premiums in an uncertain macro environment. POG's 29 global locations provide VSE with optionality to expand into adjacent geographies and service lines. The acquirer can cross-sell existing VSE services into POG's customer base, layer in operational improvements, and potentially divest non-core assets to recoup capital. Strategic buyers with public currency often have longer time horizons than financial sponsors, enabling them to pay for integration synergies that may take years to materialize. For limited partners evaluating industrial managers, the Gen NX360 exit offers validation that patient, operationally intensive strategies can still generate acceptable returns in mature sectors. The key variable is business quality. Aerospace aftermarket assets with certification moats and recurring revenue streams command premiums, while industrial distribution businesses exposed to commodity pricing and e-commerce disruption trade at steep discounts. The Plaquemium view the Gen NX360 exit represents the end of an era for aerospace roll-ups built on cheap debt and multiple expansion. What worked in 2017, when the firm acquired Seal Dynamics, required flawless execution and favorable macro tailwinds to deliver by 2026. The over $2 billion exit valuation is impressive, but the implied returns reflect compressed multiples and the capital intensity of assembling a 29-location global platform. Our view, aerospace aftermarket remains one of the last defensible niches in industrials, but entry points have narrowed. New platform acquisitions in the sector are now priced for perfection, with double-digit EBITDA multiples assuming sustained defense budgets and commercial aviation growth. The risk-reward has shifted decidedly towards strategic buyers who can underwrite synergies, leaving financial sponsors to compete on operational value creation rather than financial engineering. The contrasting capital flows into Kodiak AI, where investors are funding $35 million quarterly cash burns for autonomous trucking technology, illustrate the barbell strategy dominating industrial capital allocation. Institutional capital is bifurcating. Mature cash-generative platforms like POG attract strategic acquirers at high multiples, while early-stage technology bets like autonomous freight draw venture-style Piprivate equity financings despite years to profitability. For sponsors evaluating aerospace add-ons in 2026, the Gen NX360 playbook offers a cautionary lesson. Scale alone does not guarantee outsized returns. POG's value creation came from customer diversification, geographic footprint, and certification barriers, not just rolling up EBITDA. The next generation of industrial roll-ups will need to demonstrate margin expansion and organic growth to justify current entry multiples. We expect continued consolidation in aerospace distribution, but with financial sponsors increasingly outbid by strategics. VSE's acquisition signals that public companies with sector expertise and balance sheet capacity will dominate large platform mergers and acquisitions, forcing private equity to focus on smaller carve-outs and operational turnarounds where strategic buyers cannot compete. The bottom line: GEN-NX360's exit of Precision Aviation Group at more than $2 billion validates aerospace aftermarket as a countercyclical haven, but compressed returns signal that easy money in industrial roll-ups has ended. Strategic buyers with integration capabilities now set the price ceiling, forcing financial sponsors to compete on operational alpha rather than leverage. The aerospace distribution sector will continue to consolidate, but institutional capital must reconcile that high entry multiples demand flawless execution and margin expansion to generate acceptable returns. For LPs allocating to industrial managers in 2026, the litmus test is simple: can the sponsor demonstrate value creation beyond financial engineering? The GEN-NX360 exit proves it is possible, but increasingly difficult.